the news. I'm Sui. Monday marks the Chinese New Year's Eve. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended his greetings to all Chinese.
On behalf of the Communist Party of China Central Committee and the State Council, I would like to extend festive greetings to everyone. We wish people throughout the country of all ethnic groups, compatriots in Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan, and overseas Chinese a Happy New Year.
The Chinese Lunar New Year with a Spring Festival falls on Tuesday this year. China is sending second aid supplies to Tonga on Monday. China's Defense Ministry says its naval ships are departing from South China's Guangzhou. Lives of Tongans have been severely affected after massive volcanic eruptions in the Pacific Ocean island hit the country earlier in January. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says a state of emergency for Tokyo has not been considered over a surge in COVID-19 cases at the moment, as the Omicron variant of the virus continues to wreak havoc. The hospitalization rate in Tokyo of those with COVID-19 is moving towards the 50% threshold. Currently, including Tokyo, 34 out of Japan's 47 prefectures are under a quasi-state of emergency. It means local governors and authorities can ask bars and restaurants to close early and refrain from serving alcohol. A full state of emergency could see tougher antiviral measures introduced, including capping the hours on commercial facilities such as shopping malls, cinemas, and entertainment parks, or requesting they close altogether. North Korea's local media reports the country conducted the evaluation test fire of a ballistic missile on Sunday. According to the official Korean Central News Agency, it was aimed to evaluate the Hwasong 12-type weapon system under production. It confirmed the accuracy, security, and effectiveness of the operation of the weapon system. At least 11 people were killed by unidentified gunmen in Nigeria's northern state of Kaduna. A government official said in a statement that gunmen attacked a village in the Zango Katav local government area in the early hours of Sunday. 30 houses were set ablaze during the attack, and some survivors were sent to a hospital. The official added that search and rescue operations and pursuit of the attackers are in progress on different fronts. The northern part of Nigeria has witnessed a series of attacks by armed groups in recent months. The Secretary General of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization says the Beijing Winter Olympic Games is not only a stage for athletes from different countries and regions, it will also build a platform for cultural exchange and mutual understanding. 12 NCO countries will attend the opening ceremony taking place on February the 4th at the National Stadium. SCO member states have called for the non-politicization of athletes and sporting events and stressed the need to promote the development of the Olympic movement and the Paralympic movement for people with disabilities. Chinese ambassador to the United States Qin Gang and the U.S. business leaders say they will work for the stable development of China-U.S. relations in the upcoming Year of the Tiger. They made the remarks at the online reception for the Chinese New Year held by the Chinese embassy. The Chinese ambassador says a sound and stable growth of China-U.S. relations would bring benefits for people of both countries and the whole world. Craig Allen is president of the U.S.-China Business Council. He says during last year, an overwhelming majority members of the Business Council showed profitability and will to increase their investments in China. China's Transport Authority estimate nearly 30 million people travel on Sunday, the last day ahead of the Spring Festival holiday. About 260 million trips have been made so far since the beginning of the Spring Festival travel rush. Nearly 1.2 billion trips are expected to be made this year. Transport authorities say there will be a significant increase compared with last year. The 40-day travel rush is expected to end on February the 25th. The Ministry of Culture and Tourism says over 70% of China's A-level scenic spots will see a normal run during the week-long Spring Festival holiday. An official with the ministry says some tourist sites will be temporarily closed due to COVID-19 or seasonal reasons during the holiday. The Spring Festival, where China's Lunar New Year falls on February the 1st this year. And that's the news. I'm Su Yi.